views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris. Then I go.
Hi, everyone. This is Katina Makris. Welcome to Limelight Radio on a spring day over here in New England, and I'm hoping all of you are doing well. This is a really exciting show today. Some of you have gotten wind of it on social media, but I'm going to announce right now live that I am going to be sharing the airwaves for the next months ahead into the summer with an absolutely wonderful guest host who many of you remember from before. She's been on air with me several times. She's a very dear friend of mine, a very talented colleague in the world of integrative medicine and a specialist in tick-borne diseases. I'm going to read her bio in a second, but I want you all to welcome the beautiful, wonderful Mara Williams from California.
Hi.
So Mara is known for being an expert on tick-borne diseases, specifically Lyme disease and co-infections. She's a healthcare provider of over 30 years. She's a board-certified nurse practitioner, an energetic healer, a sought-after speaker, and author of Nature's Dirty Needle, What You Need to Know About Chronic Lyme Disease and How to Get the Help to Feel Better. Mara is the founder of Inanna House, a holistic healing center specializing in the treatment and rehabilitation from tick-borne diseases, now in the development phase in Sonoma, California. Mara holds a Master's of Science in Nursing from the University of California, San Francisco. Her current practice focuses on the four aspects of tick-borne diseases: prevention, diagnosis, treatment, and rehabilitation and healing. She is well-versed in a variety of treatment modalities, and besides being a healthcare provider, Mara's personal experience with tick-borne disease includes the care of her daughter, who's been struggling with chronic Lyme after having gone undiagnosed for 20 years. Mara lives in Northern California. Please visit her website, marawilliams.net and inannahouse.org, and also our radio sites, The Dr. Pat Show, LimelightRadio.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com. We're going to have a wonderful guest, too, that Mara's going to interview today, Dr. Jeff Greenfield, who is also someone dear to my heart. Mara's going to introduce him in a little bit. But right now, I think we should all say hello to Mara Williams, our new guest host.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here, Katina.
Oh, my gosh, Mara. It's so much a pleasure of mine and such a big step for all of us to have you on board here at Limelight Radio. Thank you.
Oh, it's been a real learning experience for me just to get this far. I don't think people understand how complex getting ready for a radio show is, especially if you've never done it before.
I know. There's a lot of pre-production, isn't there?
It's amazing. It's amazing. So I hope it all goes well, and I'm really excited to be here, and I have some wonderful guests coming up.
Oh, I know. I'm so thrilled to have you. For all of our listeners, Mara has been a leader in the tick-borne disease, Lyme disease movement. She's a wonderful person with a huge, generous heart, and she and I have a wonderful synergy. We're like sisters across the continent, right?
Yep. We start talking, and I don't know when it stops.
Oh, gosh. Well, you're going to have a lot of fun with Limelight Radio, and tell us about some of your guests that you're going to be bringing on.
Well, today is Jeff, and I'll talk about him more in a moment. I'm also going to have an author, Robbie Voorhaas, who has written a book called One Last, One More, who wrote his book during the time that he's had Lyme disease. So he has a lot to share about living fully, even with this illness. I'm going to have a fantastic nutritionist on at some point. I'm also going to have an acupuncturist, Greg Lee. And I'm going to be talking to Seth from Argentin 23 or Natural Immunogenics. So far, that's my list.
Oh, my gosh. Fabulous guests. Audience, I'm hoping that you're going to join us every week. We're going to do an alternate week format. So I'll be hosting on the first and third weeks of the month, and Mara will be on the second and fourth. So we'll be rotating. We'll keep the program exactly as it is. We're going to have call-ins as, you know, need be. We'll always let you know what our number is for call-ins with questions, and we're going to continue this fantastic dialogue that is now global with Limelight Radio. The show spans around the globe. We've got listeners all over from Australia and Europe and South America. So it's such a fabulous show that really is a year and a half old now, and Mara's going to help me give it even broader wings and stronger support as we fly together across the globe, Mara. I'm so thrilled to have you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's going to be great. And at one point, also, I forgot to mention, I'm going to have you on the show.
I know. That's going to be fun, huh? I get to switch roles and be interviewed. So thank you. That'll be really fun. So listen, let's bring on our very special guest today. You know, I have to say, Mara was my first guest when I launched Limelight Radio back in August of 2013. And it really gave me such support, Mara, to have you as my guest, as we are such great colleagues and sisters of spirit. And I know today we've got another special guest to help you introduce your first hosting. So let's hear about our wonderful guest for today.
Well, Jeff Greenfield is a doctor of osteopath. He actually, I'll go into more detail, knew you way back when in New Hampshire. He is the newest staff physician at Gordon Medical Associates in Santa Rosa, California, an internationally known center for unraveling complex chronic illness. Dr. Greenfield brings the ability to integrate his osteopathic skills in the evaluation, treatment, and assessment of these complex chronic problems. He developed his expertise in integrating functional medicine, nutritional medicine, and conventional medicine with osteopathic hands-on treatment over his 30 years of practice. His practice experience includes teaching in a family practice medicine residency in the U.S. Air Force, practicing emergency medicine and family medicine, and for the last 20-plus years working in his integrative osteopathic practice in New Hampshire, one of the most endemic and epidemic Lyme disease regions in the United States. He has superior skill in an osteopathic manipulative medicine style known as cranial osteopathy and has taught this nationally and internationally. This modality alone is able to speed up recovery from many illnesses and conditions. His experience in one of the hot zones for Lyme disease led him to develop the unique ability to perceive qualities in his patients' tissues that help evaluate the positive and negative effects of a particular treatment and to help define which layer of a condition may need to be treated first. He not only works with his own patients, but he consults with patients from other healthcare practitioners. Using his osteopathic skills, people can feel better, recover faster, and Dr. Greenfield can assess the effectiveness of the approach by using his hands. So he is, I'm really excited to talk about cranial osteopathy with Dr. Greenfield. He has a gift that allows him to really tell what's going on and what's being effective in treatment. So,
well, let's say, hey, Dr. Jeff Greenfield, welcome to Limelight Radio.
Is he there?
Oh, Jeff, are you with us yet? Oh, gosh. Well, let's see. We might be getting Jeff on air. But, yes, Mara, Jeff is a gem. The little background for our listeners is, wouldn't you know, when I moved to New Hampshire 25 years ago, he was my osteopath. And even though I was an hour away from him, I would go visit him, you know, every month for treatments.
Alrighty.
And when I first came down with Lyme in 2000, before we even knew it, I remember they said, oh, you have Epstein-Barr virus. And Jeff kept saying, no, it's something stronger. Because, like you said, his sensitive osteopathic screening skills, you know, he understands the nervous system so well.
He does. And he's able to really pick up nuances through his hands of what layer, as we know, when we're dealing with chronic illness, we're peeling a layer like peeling the layers of an onion. And as treatment progresses, different layers come up. Well, Dr. Greenfield is able to tell what layer a person is really dealing with at any given time. So it's a fine sensitivity to allow him to really move treatment more quickly in a way, because he knows that.
Yes, it's such a fabulously accurate and sensitive technique that he's developed.
It is. I think Jeff is online now.
I am.
Hey, Dr. Greenfield.
Hi, Kim.
Okay. Hey, welcome to Limelight Radio, Dr. Greenfield.
Thank you.
That we've got you, we're going to be going to break any second. So hang on just a minute.
We wanted to say hello and welcome to Mara's first hosting. And it's a special treat for me, since you were my osteopath 25 years ago. You are a gifted, talented human being, and it's a pleasure to have you.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. So, Mara, is it time for our station break, or do we have a few words with Dr. Jeff first?
I got the notice. It is now it's time. Yes, it is.
Okay, Dr. Greenfield, stay tuned, and Mara, and you can come back and share your fabulous techniques with the world. Listeners, stay with us. We're going for a station break. When we come back, Mara's going to take the reins. It's her first show as a host of Limelight Radio. It's my honor and privilege. Everyone, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ari Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Ari has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Ari party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Okay, I think we're back now, and this is Mara Williams on Limelight Radio interviewing Jeff Greenfield, doctor of osteopathy. Hey, Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and thank you, Mara, for having me on your very first show. I really appreciate it.
Person's talking to me. So talk to me. Tell me, how'd you get involved with Lyme?
Well, it's been a long road. As you may have mentioned, I was practicing in New Hampshire, which is now a hotbed in Lyme disease. But I was I moved to New Hampshire after having a stint in the Air Force and practicing family medicine and teaching family medicine. And after I moved to the Air Force and trying to be in somebody else's practice, I developed my own practice where I was doing osteopathic medicine, osteopathic hands-on medicine, and early integrative medicine. And I would treat people with my hands, and I would treat people with headaches and back pain and children with developmental delays. And somewhere in the late 90s, if I got there in 1991, I started noticing that a couple of my long-term patients who were doing well felt different and weren't resolving their problems like they had in the past. And there was this overlying feel and lack of ability to get them feeling better that started coming in with the patients. And many of these people early on had vertigo symptoms. That was kind of a common thread early on. And of course, I thought they had Lyme disease. But when I did the testing, I was kind of ignorant at that time. The tests were negative, and I was told by the infectious disease doctors that there's 100% sensitivity in their testing. But I kept plugging.
Are you talking about the ELISA
away.
Antibody test that's typically
it was the screening ELISA, and then even the Western blot wasn't that good. So I remember working up at least two people for cancer. And then when there was no cancer there, what was left was Lyme disease. And I connected with a Lyme doctor who was in the Northeast in Massachusetts, Sam Donta, who actually educated me. Every Tuesday night, we would talk for an hour for about 3 months about Lyme disease. And so I got my education from one of the infectious disease doctors who was rogue to the profession or their profession and believed in chronic Lyme. So that's kind of how I got started, more of a feel and a lack of treatment response to people, and nobody else in my state was treating Lyme at that time.
Wow. So your view of Lyme disease has to do with its assault on the immune system, disrupting the entire physical beingness of a person. How do you sense that when you do your cranial osteopathy? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to back up just a little bit and just talk very briefly about osteopathy. So in the U.S., an osteopath is a fully licensed, fully privileged physician with equal practicing rights as MDs, but we have a DO degree. But in our training, not only do we get conventional medical training, but we also get trained in hands-on medicine. Now, the hands-on medicine began back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, when medicines weren't that good. And the original osteopath, who was an MD, Dr. Still, was looking for a better way to have the body heal itself or treat itself, because he knew the body had that capacity. So he decided to start with the bone, hence it's called osteopathy, osteo means bone, and to add everything back. And his idea, and I'll paraphrase it because this is a little bit incorrect from what he said, is really to create that optimal balance between our body structure and our body's function. So everything works like it should so we can get well. So the style of osteopathic medicine or osteopathic hands-on I use is called cranial osteopathy, and it was developed by one of his students back in the early 1900s. And it involves this involuntary movement in everybody's body that, to me, feels like a tide moving, hydraulic pressure against my hands, a physiological movement that moves the anatomy. So I get an idea of how the physiology is going and how the anatomy feels. When somebody is healthy and clean, it feels pristine. I mean, it feels like a pristine lake of water that has tide. When somebody's inflamed or their immune system's in assault, there's noise and there's feels like there's gunk or wastewater or brown water or vibrations on top of the water like big windstorm. So, and this has taken a while to develop exactly how I'm saying this, but that's kind of what it feels like. And in particular, inflammation kind of has a stiff feel, but Lyme disease sometimes has this buzz that feels like somebody just banged on the middle of a piano on all the black keys, where there's no harmonics, there's no, it's discordant. It's nasty.
Does it feel to my ear, banging on all the black keys would just make me cringe. Do you get a feeling like that?
Maybe not now, but some of my patients actually feel themselves, and they'll say buzzing or vibrating. And I don't know if they would cringe, but it's more of a, I should cringe. I guess if it was music, I would cringe. It would be like an elementary school band. Sorry for those people who have elementary school students playing in the band. And hopefully when we get people better and when we're on the right treatment, it starts getting towards a junior high and a high school band. And then if somebody gets well, it's more like a well-tuned symphony.
Wow. That's a great analogy. I like that analogy. So when you're working with how do you work? Do you take a history first, or do you lay your hands on somebody first? How do you put together your plan and figuring out things for a person?
Well, as you know, I've basically made a big move from New Hampshire to Gordon Medical Center in Santa Rosa, California, one of the premier centers for Lyme disease and chronic illness in the country and possibly the world. Took me a while. So my style is a little different now because I'm seeing people who maybe a little sicker or on the sicker end of the spectrum as I used to see back in New Hampshire. So the nice thing about where I work is when we see a new patient, we get about 2 hours to see a new patient. And so I do initially start out with a history, and I really like to not only find out the history of what is going on with a person being sick, but I'm very interested in what went on when they were well, and then what happened between being well and getting sick. I think a lot of these keys are important, and that switches to kind of one of my other strengths, and one of our other strengths here is functional medicine. And functional medicine is kind of an individualized approach to medicine where we actually look for causes of illness. And instead of looking at illness and giving medications, we try to go upstream to find the cause and treat it. So I do a history. I'll often do a timeline. I actually draw out a number line, and I'll ask people maybe all the way back to birth what was going on.
Well,
and I get a really good idea of who that person is sitting in front of me, even before I put them on my table and do my physical and do my osteopathic treatment. And so in pretty much each new patient visit and most follow-up visits, I use my hands to feel what is going on in the patient. But what I have to say about that is, I do get a lot of information when I do my gentle form of manipulation called cranial osteopathy, but patients derive benefit from it too.
Yes. I have to interrupt you here for just a second, Jeff. We want to continue this after our break. We need to take a break now. So, Hank, hold that thought, and we'll be right back.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schau. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hi, Hi, this is Mara Williams, and I'm here today on Limelight Radio, and we are visiting today with Dr. Jeff Greenfield. And Jeff, you were just sharing some information about cranial osteopathy. And so doctors will refer patients to you and other cranial osteopaths for the information that you get from people?
Yes, they do, particularly in my clinic here. First, way back when, I was having a talk with at a table, and Ann Corson, who is a Lyme doctor in Pennsylvania, I heard her say, I refer all of my patients to cranial osteopaths. And I kind of looked at her. I didn't know her back then. It was about 8 years ago. And I said, I'm a cranial osteopath. And we kind of struck up a friendship. And I realized that other people thought that cranial osteopathy really helps in Lyme disease. Where I practiced in New Hampshire, I saw a fair amount of my Lyme treating colleagues, patients, to help them get better and evaluate them, as well as my own patients. And where I am now, I see patients of the other doctors to kind of help them sometimes unravel what might be going on in Lyme disease, but also to help improve their functioning, because it's all about the person being able to fight the illness with their immune system and other systems working optimally.
What about one of the things that I know you and I have talked about many times is how important a clean, good diet is to healing and actually improving treatment outcomes. Could you speak to that?
Yeah, so let me go back to my hands-on work. So we talked a little bit about how sometimes when I put my hands on people and I feel things, that their system doesn't feel clean. So regardless of Lyme or not, sometimes people are just inflamed and not healthy. And with today's minefield of foods out there and other things, I started learning about foods, and I found that if we cleaned up people's diet, number one, they would start to feel better, but number two, I would feel incredible changes in their system where things would move freer, things would respond faster, they would get better with treatment, and to some degree, sometimes they wouldn't need me anymore. These are the non-Lyme patients. And so there was a time where, and I'm not necessarily proud of this, but I used to tell potential patients that if they came to see me and they wanted osteopathy, that would be fine. If they wanted me to treat them for Lyme, they'd have to be gluten-free, dairy-free or low, and low in sugar, and that I would treat them hands-on, but if they didn't do those things, I may not offer treatment for Lyme because it makes such a huge difference in people's response and people's immune system's ability to respond. And I can feel the difference. And the results of sometimes a 3 or 4 month wait when people would do their own nutritional treatment, they'd come in and tell me they've had 20 to 50% reduction of their symptoms without even doing anything quote unquote for Lyme disease, which I find amazing. I mean, I can almost guarantee people when they come to see me, if they don't have a good diet, I can give them a 90% chance that if they change their diet, that they'll feel better. And there's no one else or no other type of medicine where you can give a 90% guarantee. If it was a pill, as one of my teachers says, we'd be rich.
Well, it takes some consistent practice with eating a clean diet and a lot of education, I think. You know, I also think soy is inflammatory and that there are some major food groups that really, really need to be looked at in most people in order for the inflammation to go down, which is a huge part of this illness, right?
Right. But it to some degree is unique per person. I'll say I really think most people with Lyme have gluten issues, but There's some people that can tolerate soy. Look, a huge amount of the Asian continent eats soy quite abundantly. But if you're sensitive to it, you shouldn't have it.
Right. What other inflammatory foods do you usually talk about?
I start with the big, I call them the big three, which is gluten, dairy, and sugar. But to really tease it out, I'd like to perform something called an elimination and challenge diet, or a comprehensive elimination and challenge diet. And it's often really hard to get people into that stage. It's not an easy thing to do. It's kind of like jumping in a freezing cold pool. But once you're there, it gets a lot easier. And it gives us information. Number one, the elimination phase lets people's immune system, gut system, recover. And just as an aside, the gut houses at least 70% of our body's immune system. So if you inflame the gut, you inflame the whole immune system. And then the challenge phase, we would introduce things every 3 or 4 days to see if somebody has a reaction to it. Reactions can be anything. And if they do, that food's gone for at least as long as we need it to be gone to get somebody well. Is that helpful?
Yes, very helpful. I found with working with people that if they do the elimination diet, they usually find when they add it back that it doesn't agree with them. And they know for themselves. There are a few, though, that don't react to the gluten, but still are inflamed. So you would advise them, right, not to eat it anyway, wouldn't you?
I think the science right now about the gluten molecule is such that in almost all people, it's an immune disruptor, particularly if somebody has leaky gut. And my wife's a nutritionist, and we've seen a lot of people with Lyme, and I think all people with Lyme disease, I'll stick my neck out of here, have gut issues and probably have gut inflammation, which causes increased permeability or leaky gut. And guess what lies on just the other side of the gut lining? 70% of your immune system. So if foods sneak in other doorways besides the ones they're supposed to go through, kind of like people sneaking in an airport through a non-TSA guarded door, if they get caught, man, there is a whole immune cascade and alarm system and alarm bells go off.
Yes, and that's where autoimmune disorders come into play, correct?
Right, autoimmune disorders, just imbalanced immune problems, things like eczema and allergy and asthma. It doesn't have to be autoimmune, just immune, an unregulated or unbalanced immune system does weird things, including autoimmunity.
Yep, so if people clean up their diet, How different do they feel to you when you put your hands on them?
Well, it's kind of they can often go from that elementary school band to, you know, graduate all the way up to the high school band and still have Lyme disease and already be working on their Lyme disease, and the symphony is better and the feel is better. The tidal movement is much more prominent and clean, and they feel better. Yeah, it's quite astounding, and that's why, to some degree, I'm a zealot about diet, because I could feel it.
Well, and isn't it also true that if you have that better feeling, so if they're up to the high school band sense of feel, that they're going to be able to handle other treatment better?
Absolutely. So One of the things that you and I have talked about when you were here is, you know, the tools we have to evaluate whether somebody's doing better with Lyme disease are limited. We actually ask them. We look at vital signs. We look at lab reports. But I have this one additional tool is I can put my hands on them. Somebody might come in and not be feeling well, and I might have them on a certain treatment. I put my hands on them and say, you know, I think this is just a die-off reaction because everything else still looks clean. Let's keep going with this course because I think we're right. Or somebody comes in and it just doesn't feel right, and I'd be saying, you know, I think we got to change this up. Yeah, you're right. So that's the beauty of what I do. It takes a little extra time, but I think it's worth it. I know it's worth it.
I completely agree with you. I think knowing, sometimes discerning between what a Herxheimer reaction is or whether it's just a detox issue in someone, it's huge to be able to discern that by laying your hands on them and assessing them that way. I think it's a great gift to people with Lyme. We are going to go to break again, Jeff, so we will be back shortly and with more questions and answers with Jeff Greenfield.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mara Williams with Limelight Radio, and we are visiting today with Dr. Jeff Greenfield. So, Jeff, let's talk a little bit about how you discern what's going on with a patient once you've taken their history and you've talked to them for a while and you get them on your table. How do you figure out what's going on?
Well, so we've talked about this, but I'll share with the listeners. So what I have is a skill, but it takes time. So when people come in, there's a lot of shaken upness in their body. You know, it's not clean and pure. They have knee issues and hip issues, and they may have had a fight with their boss. So I actually have to administer an osteopathic treatment, a cranial osteopathic treatment. And that takes anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes, and depending on the person. And that kind of quiets and stills the water. It takes things that are all jumbled in a windy day on a pond down to a really calm day. And then I can work. There has been some real advances in herbal preparations for Lyme disease and Lyme disease co-infections. We really didn't talk about Lyme disease and co-infections, but I'm sure most of the listeners know how complicated it can be, that there are a lot of bacteria and even viruses and parasites that can be involved in this whole Lyme disease, what we call Lyme disease complex. And what to treat first is often a hard subject, and what might still be there is often hard to figure out. So I have found that if I am able to quiet the waters, I can use various herbal formulations that are geared towards specific aspects of this systemic disease syndrome, or these different bugs, as we might call them, to have the patient just hold a sample of one of the herbal concoctions, and if the top layer is that concoction, it will resonate with the feeling that in their body. It will stir up the waves a little bit. It'll feel like Lyme disease or like one of Lyme disease co-infections. And so I have a rating scale of what feels strongest. And initially when I was devising this or just noticing this, I would take my first pick and I would have somebody challenge that particular product. And I had about 90% agreement with a challenge would be they wouldn't do really well when they went up to a medium to high dose. They would have a Herx reaction or die-off. I picked pretty good. And so I stopped, in general, doing the challenge tests and trust my hands and my evaluation, unless it's really jumbled. So that's kind of what I do, and that changes as we treat. It can change. I might start treating one thing, and mid one thing, something changes, and we have to treat something else. Symptoms will change. People will change. So that's basically my approach, and it's not that easy. It's not like somebody comes in and I can figure it out in just a few minutes. It does take work.
It does, even if you don't do cranial osteopathy.
Right, yeah.
Them hold, like you're talking about, for example, Byron White formulas for all the different infections, including Lyme, yeah, Bartonella, and Babesia, and on and on. So actually hold that bottle in their hand while you're feeling to see how their body responds to it, is what I'm getting from what you just said.
Right, and I try to do it blinded. I kind of keep my eyes squinted. I don't look at the labels. I'll use Byron White. I'll use Beyond Balance products, depending on the patient. And I have a certain place I put them to know what it felt like. And at the end, I open the labels and say, "Ah, what a surprise!"
And you, of course, get clues from questioning them as well. So it's a lot of a confirmation for you too, isn't it? When you get the information through putting your hands on someone. Yeah, I think that's awesome. I know as a practitioner, for me, I have to just hear their story and know from what they're telling me what I think it might be and go from there. You have a gift, you have a tool to use in this way that most practitioners don't. It's really a gift.
Right, and it's really helpful because, you know, on the East Coast, the Lyme doctor teachers there say if you have co-infections, you should treat Bartonella first. On the West Coast, the people who've been teaching this for a while say, no, you got to treat Babesia first. And, you know, I treat first what comes up first, usually, and sometimes I'm surprised. And usually it works out okay.
Yeah.
I can't say that I'm 100%, but usually it's very helpful. And you know, to some degree, and I just wanted to back up, I almost have to give Katina credit for this. Because back in the early 90s, and people may or may not know this about Katina, she's a really good homeopath. And I remember one day she asked me if I would be able to check her homeopathic remedies, and I said, I can't do that. I have no idea. And so we arranged a time where she would bring in remedies she thought were good for her, remedies that were bad for her, and remedies that were neutral. And darn it, Mara, I picked out every one of them because they had this vibratory feel that would either be good, bad, or neutral. And so anyway, thank you, Katina.
Wow, that's a great story.
Yeah.
That's just a great story. And I would imagine that it gave you a sense of a stronger trust in what you do as well.
Yeah, I didn't think I could do it. It was like, wow, this is really cool.
Well, I think this is an incredible tool that people with chronic infection of any kind could benefit from. How do they find a local cranial osteopathist in their area?
So there are two websites, and one is jamesjellis.com, and his website will list practitioners, and it's spelled all one word. He's been one of my teachers. And then the other website is www.cranialacademy.org.
Okay.
So jamesjellis.com and look for practitioners, or www.cranialacademy.org. But
fantastic.
What I will say is cranial osteopathy does help with Lyme patients, but most of my cranial osteopathic colleagues are not Lyme literate at this point. And I think one of my jobs is to develop a course where I can teach at least the evaluation process of what I do so that they can team up with doctors who treat Lyme and maybe give feedback as well as help their patients get better faster.
That will be awesome. I look forward to that. We are actually out of time. I can't believe how fast this time has gone. Thank you so much, Jeff, for being a part of my very first show and sharing your gifts with the Lyme community.
You're
I really
welcome.
Appreciate it.
And thank you for having me as your first guest. I'm so psyched.
Yeah, it's been great.
Okay.
So this is Mara Williams signing off on Limelight Radio.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me, please.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ari Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Ari has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Ari party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schau. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.